Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, everybody. This is Jennifer O'Neill, and I am the Hawaii Psychic. Today's show is going to be on predictions for 2012. The reason I'm doing this show is because actually a lot of people ask me about what I think is going to happen in 2012. I guess it's kind of standard for psychics or some psychics to do predictions. And so anyhow, I was asked to do predictions for another radio show that I was on called the Price and Perry Show out here in Hawaii. It's this huge radio show, and people enjoyed it a lot, so I posted it on my blog, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the predictions today on my radio show, and then as I get to the end of my predictions, I will be taking calls, and I will be giving you your own predictions if you have a question. So this will be a really fun show today. I'm super excited about it. And we are just really going to, it's a half hour show, so we're really just going to get right into the stuff, the predictions for 2012, and then I will be taking some calls. The first prediction that I had that actually has gotten some shock from some people for some reason is the thing about the presidential election, and that is I predict that a Republican will win the presidential election. Some people are pretty upset about it. Some people are like sort of shocked about it. But you have to understand it's very early on in the election. So I think that people think that it's just going to continue to go on the way it is. I had actually first had that vision or that prediction when Obama came to town, because he stays in our town when he comes out for Christmas and stays through January. And I felt kind of sad because I really like Obama, actually. I know some people don't, but personality-wise, energetic-wise, he has a nice energy to him, and that's kind of how I choose. I don't get into all the things that he passed or didn't pass, because as all of you should know by now, that's really not all the president's decision. That is handled by many other people. The president's more the front person. So a Republican will win the presidential election. The second thing is there will be a large earthquake off of South America near Peru or Chile. That's happened a little while before. It did cause a tsunami at some point. I see some devastation. I don't think it'll probably be like it was before with the last tsunami. There will be flooding in the Philippines and Taiwan. More lives will be lost. During their, I guess what I would call their spring season, I see a lot of rain and flooding in Philippines and Taiwan. And so I know that the Philippines just had a devastation with a lot of flooding and stuff with their houses, and that's really horrible. The bad thing about more rain and that sort of thing is actually in those types of countries, there's a lot of people that live in not very good structures, I guess I want to say. It's kind of like even out here in Hawaii, the structures are built very different and they're built more island-like. So that type of devastation is really easy if there's a lot of rain, and that's just something to watch for. The weather, and we're going to talk a little bit about the weather towards the end. There will be talks about sending east at the fall or the end of the year. This really, I have friends that are in the military and family that are in the military, and this, of course, freaks everybody out. But we have to realize throughout the history of the military, more often than not, they are overseas somewhere doing something. And I actually believe that there's a reason there's going to be talks about sending military back. It has to do with some of the Iran stuff that's happening. So that will be the middle of the year and towards the fall. The next thing that will happen, gold will continue to go up and be a good investment. Silver is also a good investment. People ask me about that all the time. You know, they get afraid of where they should put their money. People are losing money in their 401k stuff. They don't know what to do with their money. And gold is going to continue to go up. It's going to continue to hold its value. It's a really, really good, solid investment. So if you're looking for a place to invest your money, that's a really good place, and silver is also good. The euro is in some trouble, and it will drop. that's another thing that's going to happen in 2012. I believe it's dropping now currently, but it's going to continue to do so, and that is going to go into the next couple of predictions that I have here. Anyhow, it's going to continue to drop and sort of lose its value and fluctuate, and they're going to be having some issues with the backing of the euro. That kind of ties into the next two, which Europe's economy will worsen with the exception of London in the 2012 Olympics. Many of you know that the 2012 Olympics will be coming in there, so that's going to bring some money in and nice income for them. The Europe economy will worsen. I kind of feel like they're sort of going into a thing like the United States has gotten into. Or went into and is hopefully pulling out of. So that's just, it's not going to be like they're, you know, going to just be completely devastated economic-wise, but it's not the best economy right now. There has to be some restructuring done over there, which goes into the next prediction. There will be talk of restructuring Europe's economy and banking system. All of those really tie together, and it sort of mirrors or mimics the United States. There will be talks of restructuring Europe's economy and the banking system, and that really has to be done. The way that the banking and economy systems have gone in Europe and the United States is absolutely horrendous, and it has to be changed. But until people start really, I guess, standing up for that and making it more poignant that they're not going to stand for some of the things that have been the way things have been handled in the past, the economies are going to continue to have issues, and you're going to see more of a separation between the rich and the middle class or the low class. There won't be much of a middle class. So those are some things that have to be restructured and worked on. I feel that there will also be some type of bomb that blows up on a train in Europe. They're going to claim that it's terrorists, but they'll find out that it's actually a local group rebelling. When things like that happen, the first thing that everybody goes to is terrorists. You know, I think it's been, we've almost been, I don't want to say brainwashed, but we've almost been trained or hypersensitive to the fact of all the things that terrorists have done. And so when something bad happens, your mind directly goes to that. So it will with this particular event. And when it does, they'll find out later that it'll be a local group that's kind of really upset about the way things are going over in Europe. There will be two more groups similar to Occupy Wall Street that will develop in the U.S. Somebody emailed me the other day, and actually one of those groups have already popped up. It's like, I think it's called Anonymous or something. So more and more of those groups are going to continue to form and pop up as the people are going to really get their own voice, and they're really going to want to pull together and make themselves heard. They're going to do that by forming groups, which actually is effective and in a really great way to do things, because you come together with a synergy, you come forward with a purpose, and people start listening to you. So that's really, really a good thing. Anyways, two more will develop, like Occupy Wall Street. And just for the record, Occupy Wall Street won't go away. And people have sort of lost, I don't want to say lost interest, but they've sort of forgotten about them in some regards. There is still a strong core of Occupy Wall Street that is affecting a lot of local things, and so that's really important. People always wonder, what are they doing? How are they even helping anything, and why should I even care? Well, they're really helping. They're starting at the local level, and they're changing, and then they're trying to make a stand or be heard on a larger scale, and so that's really good. More groups, this sort of ties into the last one, more groups will begin to rise up and picket, take a stand against the government. People will become more restless of how the government is funding corporations and the banking industry. That's going to be across the board. More groups will rise up and take a stand, but people as a United States citizen, all the regular people, they are really going to get more restless of how the government is funding the corporations. And the banking industry, it's all tied together, and it's like they continue to just funnel money in there, and people are going to start acknowledging that it's true instead of turning a blind eye and saying they couldn't possibly be doing that with our money. They're going to be starting to get upset about it, so they're going to become more restless of how things are handled. stocks will continue to fluctuate. I know that people, it's, you know, gets better and then kind of unstable and then it drops and people freak out. It's just going to continue to up and go up and down. And if you watch any of the shows on like Susie Orman or any of those shows anyways, you don't want to have to, you don't want to be, I guess, planning your whole future every single day watching the stock market. It's going to give you an ulcer. It's going to make you feel like you're going to have heart palpitations or something. So just don't watch your stocks really for the long term. So you shouldn't be watching them every day anyways, unless, of course, you're getting ready to retire and it seems to be a primary focus. But for the most part, just kind of look out to the future and just leave your stocks alone and just continue to do whatever. There will be reports that the unemployment rate is going down, but people are still struggling and out of work. So in the media and across the board, I feel that they're going to start reporting that things are getting better, so everybody's going to be more excited. But the interesting thing is I feel that even though that you're going to read it in the media or see it on TV, you're still going to have friends and family that are out of work and struggling. So it's, you're not going to really be seeing it around you, which is kind of going to be a mixed message because they're saying it's going up, yet people you know are having trouble. So that's an interesting thing that's going to be happening. Oil will be an issue again. Up and down prices, a lot of worry about gas shortage, etc. So as we get going into the year, that's it's going to do the same. Probably not as extreme as it happened with the Bush era, but it's going to be the same thing where it's going to be fluctuating up and down, and people are going to be freaking out about not having any gas, etc. When that really isn't the case, we do have gas. There's a ton of it in North Dakota, or oil. There's a ton of it in North Dakota, as everybody knows. Anybody who's on the mainland, they're drilling it like crazy. There's so much oil under there, it's ridiculous. So we actually have we're sitting on our own oil gold mine in the United States. How they handle that, it's all political. It's a whole other issue. So, yeah, they're going to probably freak people out and say we're not going to have any gas. And hence then, you know, that's when you go to war and all that. So weather will continue to be unstable, earthquakes, tsunamis, etc. So as we get into 2012, everybody talked about the weather patterns of last year. Yes, they were unstable and they're going to continue to be so, and they may even be a little bit more unstable. So the Earth's pattern, the energetic system of the Earth, is there are going to continue to be some unstableness as far as extreme weather shifts, hurricanes or earthquakes happening that are larger or more frequent than we're used to. So all of those types of things are going to continue. That's sort of going to be a wave for the next, I think, probably 5 to 10 years with the energetic flow of the Earth. So definitely we're going to be watching for more of that or seeing more of that. This is something that's a little bit different and interesting as we're moving into the future, I guess I want to say. There's going to be a lot of more solar flares, and it's going to affect cell phone satellites, etc. And what's going to start happening is nobody cares about solar flares right now, except for, like, you know, the government that's a huge corporation that uses a lot of satellites and different things like that, because they know of the solar flares, and scientists, they know when it's going to affect their stuff. Nobody else seems to care. But the common people will start to care because they'll start noticing effects on their cell phones. Now, is it going to happen all the time? No, but you are going to be more aware of what solar flares are, and you're going to be more aware of when your cell phone's acting up. There seem to be a lot of solar flares that day. It's just going to become something you're going to be more aware of. This is going to be a really great year for, or a good year for science discoveries in genetics, quantum physics, and technology. So this is a great year for scientific discoveries. Like I said, in the genetics, healthcare, all that type of thing, breakthroughs, quantum physics, any type of technology that's moving forward, it's going to be a really great year for all of those things. And let's see, the next thing that I'm asked about a lot, really asked about a lot, and for those of you that are holding for your own predictions, just I'm getting near the end, so I'll be with you in a minute, is UFO sightings. There will be a lot more UFO sightings in 2012. This is actually something that I was asked to take out of for the Price and Perry show. They were afraid that they didn't want to freak out their listeners But on my show, I just tell it how it is. So there will be a lot more UFO sightings and not in the media so much. I want you to understand when I say there's a lot more UFO sightings in 2012, you will have friends and or people that you know, or you'll see clips on YouTube. You'll see all kinds of stuff where people are talking about it and they all know about it and it's becoming pretty common. But they're not going to put it in the media so much because some of the local medias will cover it, but for the big part, they're not going to say, you know, they're not going to cover it in all the media stations. As an overall reporting system, wherever you report it to, I know that there's some places they're going to see a spike for sure in 2012. That's going to really be happening. Will the world be ending in December 21st, 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar? I think I've covered this enough for any of my listeners, but I'm going to tell you again. Do not run your credit cards up and do anything crazy because the world is not going to end in 2012. It's not going to happen. Yes, it's the end of a Mayan calendar year, but anybody who studies or knows anything about the Mayan calendars will know that the Mayan calendars were made per era. So, like, they would have different calendars for different eras. And the particular one that they're talking about is just the consciousness era calendar. It ends in that, and then it starts a new calendar. They just don't tend to have that one. So it's the end of a consciousness era. Nobody understands that because they don't have the background in how Mayan calendars run. They think that they just run like ours. It runs forever, and that's not how the Mayans did their calendar. So it will not be ending in 2012. That's all hype and media, and it makes great storytelling, I guess. Now we're going to get into some fun little, four more fun little celebrity-type ones. Despite the reports, Brad and Angelina will not break up because they talk about that all the time. I think that they like to focus on that and think that they are just, I don't know. It's weird. People just want, they seem like such a lovely couple, and they're doing all these amazing things with their kids, and people just don't want to see that happen, or the media doesn't. They just are sure that if they broke up, it'd be huge news and big for business. But, you know, we want to wish them well. We don't want that to happen anyways. Kim Kardashian's wedding, one of the top Googled things on the internet. I think that's hysterical. Was it real? That's what people want to know. When I looked into this, it was real. However, it was a very, very bad idea. And I believe that she did, and some more stuff has come out in the media since then saying she went and retaped it and said that it was all bad and all that kind of stuff. Somebody told me that the other day. But what I have seen happen with her is she had second thoughts right away about getting married to him. But because of the deals that were made to film it and because of all that stuff that they had production-wise and contracts and stuff, she was told not to back out. And she was forced to go, kind of not forced, but told to go through with the wedding. It'd be better if they got divorced later. And so I believe she actually told people and wanted out, but she was not allowed to, and she's committed to her career. So she went ahead and made the choices that were told by the people around her to do. So in the end, didn't look good. I think it sort of backfired on the people who asked her to go through with it. Oprah Winfrey will not stay out of the spotlight for long. She will become the next Barbara Walters, interviewing very exclusive guests. I think you're going to start seeing that already. It's really going to happen. I think she's been in the works and planning this for a little while. She's wonderful. I think she's going to make an amazing. It'll be really fun to watch her. And last but not least, before I get to your guys' own predictions for 2012, the Palace will announce that Kate Middleton is pregnant in 2012. That's something that everybody's been looking for and waiting for and hoping for. So that'll be amazing. They're a lovely couple. And so if anybody is listening and I do not get to you on the phone just because my switchboard has just blew up, you can go to HawaiiHealings.com. That's my new go-to website. Everything will be on there. And you can definitely email me for a reading. That's HawaiiHealings.com. And the other thing is you can email me at Jennifer@JenniferOPsychic.com. And, we can schedule you in for a reading. The other thing I want to tell you really quickly before I get to the calls is I have a new book coming out called Inspirational Quotes by Jennifer O'Neill, and it is amazing. I've given it out to some people as a free preview. They love it. The feedback's been huge. So I'm super excited about that because we're going to do it on Kindle for like 99 cents. It's going to be awesome. So I will let you know when that happens. So we're going to take the first caller on here that's been holding for a little while. It's area code 209. Aloha.
Oh, hello. Aloha. Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's my pleasure to speak with you. My name is, it's actually Marlene, but I go by Mar.
Oh, hi, Mar. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm actually awaiting disability, and I found out yesterday I can actually work very minimal part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I need an income, but if there's any prediction I'd love, it's where my writing's going to go in 2012.
Do you write short stories?
I can write anything except technical writing.
Your creative side likes to do short stories. Have you done any of that for a while? It feels like you've sort of put that on the back burner, like because you thought your writing had to go somewhere else, like it either had to go more technical or longer or something, but you really have a passionate gift for writing short stories. Do you know this?
No, actually, because my true love is being a screenwriter, and I've written one huge project, but right
That's
now,
what
it's
I'm
just
saying.
Gotta be.
It's like that you feel like that you have to do longer things with it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
What I'm telling you?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But what I'm saying is you can knock out short stories. And when I say short stories, since you're a screenwriter, I'm talking anywhere from 30 to 200 pages. Like you can knock something out like that pretty fast, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I want to tell you is actually I think that you could continue to do the screenwriting thing. I think that that's really great and wonderful, and I think that you have amazing ability to do that. But what you put on the back burner, and you'll remember this later. I kid you not, you will remember this later. It'll be something you did in high school or something. But you have a knack for just being able to kick out a shorter story of whatever it is that you're – genre that you're interested in, and I would like you to look into the ebook stuff. There can be some pretty good money generation off of the ebook stuff, and it's something that people are not very aware of, and it's very accessible, and it's something that I actually think that you could have some residual income coming in fairly quickly.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
It's not something that I can tell you have a little bit of hesitation with this, but go check into it a little bit more because I kid you not, there could be some residual income coming in with that. The disability will eventually come in, but there is going to be a couple of hiccups with that, but it will come in for you too.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
I love the predictions. It was wonderful to hear. I wrote a lot
thank
of them
you.
Down.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have the next caller, area code 347.
Hi. My name is Maribel, and my question is, what do you see for me in terms of love in the upcoming months?
Okay, did you... Like, was there a past relationship or something that you're still, like, a little bit kind of hung up on a little?
I don't think so because I got over him and everything.
Okay, because it kind of feels like, was it not, it feels like that the last one that you had was sort of a heartbreaky, hard situation for you. So it feels like that's still hanging out around your heart. I mean, I don't know if you think like you're good now, but it feels like it's sort of still hanging out around you energetically. So hopefully, that will be moving out in the next couple months. And you meet somebody fairly soon, actually, in the next couple months that you really enjoy and start dating or whatever. I don't know if you're tied with anybody right now, but there's somebody new coming into your life in the next couple months. It feels like that's a better match for you. And the other thing with this person is they seem to be very different than your last people that you've been dating, where they seem to be more upbeat or, like, just kind of happier, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have that coming in. So good luck with that. And, you know, the last relationship, the heartbreak one that I feel, because I still feel the heartbreak one, that was just not good for you. And the person wasn't very nice. So you don't deserve that. You deserve somebody that's a lot happier, you know?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, hon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right. We have another area code 408. Or wait a minute. Yeah, 408. That's California, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. What can I help you with?
I am on my journey and just been taking a lot of classes spiritually, healing, all that kind of stuff. And I just want to see where you see I'm, what direction I'll be going into.
It feels like that you go into something that is, I almost see like Reiki type or acupuncture type or Reiki. It feels like it's like a healing, like a physical healing part that you're helping people with, but it's more hands-on instead of hands-off. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, it feels like you go into a Reiki, maybe it's a Reiki acupuncture environment, because it feels like it even has a tiny bit of a medical feel to it, where you have to have the knowledge of medical, or that maybe it's a, you guys in the office that you're in have, like, medical stuff that allows you to do the Reiki or the healing of that nature. But that's the direction that I feel you heading in. And I think that you will love it, by the way, and you'll do really well at it.
Okay, and that was so great what you said about chili, because right after Christmas I was seeing that, and I've been having dreams now 3 nights in a row about something happening in chili. And when you said that, I was like, oh, okay, I'm not, you know, because I'm geographically, you know, not knowing where a lot of things are. So when you said that, I was like, that's so, it was just great to hear you say it, because I
to
felt
confirm,
like I was going crazy.
Yeah. Well, good luck with your new direction and your new job that you're going to be having, a new career. It's awesome. You'll love it.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have area code 928.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. It's Mary. Hi. So I'm just feeling really stuck and tired. And I'm thinking a lot, and I'm thinking about other people, and when I'm thinking about myself, I'm just thinking and not doing anything. So I'm just
wondering
if there's a way to get out of feeling stuck and tired.
Well, when you say you're thinking a lot, you mean just during your downtime, during your daytime? It just, what are you talking about?
Oh,
like you're not moving in your goals,
well,
or
yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, I'm not moving forward, move backwards, sideways, left, right. I need to move forward, but I can't really commit to anything because I'm just thinking about what to commit to instead of making.
Well, okay, that's a really good question, actually, that I want to direct you. One, I want to direct you to my website, thehawaiihealings.com, and on there, there's an MP3. It's called Soul DNA Activation. A meditation, and that's a really good thing to do when you're feeling stuck or like you cannot focus. This is a whole nother show that I actually, I don't remember if I did. I do so much radio, I can't remember what I did on another. But what's happening with everybody is as this energetic shift is happening with the Earth as we move into 2012, our vibration hasn't moved forward with the Earth yet, and so it leaves us feeling very stuck or unfocused or confused. And where we normally can make very good decisions and be very crystal clear, or at least have a general idea in the direction that we're going, it's causing people to not feel like they have that idea of where they're going. So there is a simple process that you can do if you want to. If not, you in particular will kind of be feeling kind of a little bit weird like that and for probably the next 9 months. But you can go on and do a meditation process that's on that Hawaii Healings thing. But you're going to find your direction. I also feel like energetically you're sort of just not supposed to be making any major decisions right now. This is sort of in your chart. So you're going to be finding your direction again, like I said, in the next, it's actually going to be after summertime. It feels like you're going to be spinning your wheels until then. So I want you to realize that it's actually in your astrological chart. If you had an astrology reading, they would tell you that. It's kind of your time to just chill and not make any decisions. So you'll come out of that shortly.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I would like to send you another direction, but sometimes we just get in those desert periods. So just do what you can to focus forward, you know, with littler choices, not some big ones. Okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, everybody, I'm at the end of my time. I'm almost done here. So I thank you for joining me. If you do want some of your own predictions, you can definitely go to HawaiiHealings.com. You can email me at Jennifer@JenniferOPsychic.com. We can have you scheduled. And we're going to be doing some really cool shows coming up. I have my inspirational quotes book coming out. So we're going to have some really good stuff happening in 2012. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts, a new way to keep your teen safer as they grow, like making sure they've got the right gear for riding.
Knee pads.
Check.
And helmet.
Done. See you, Dad.
New Instagram Teen Accounts, automatic protections for who can contact your teen and the content they can see.